The hawk is on the wing.
Come along, folks, and listen for a spell. Here's Hawk Larrabee with a tale to tell. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
The hawk's whistle signals another exciting episode in the story of Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarborough and the Plainsman, and produced and directed by William N. Robeson.
Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yi, yippee-yay. Come a tie-yi, yippee-yippee-yay.
Brothers, that mob thinks I'm the California Kid, and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face in Bighorn City, they'll string me up before sundown. I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's the answer, Hall?
Find the real California Kid and bring him to justice. Come on, Brazos, we've got a ride.
Yes, the hawk is on the wing, and Hawk Larrabee's riding high in the saddle.
We're in for excitement, so why don't you stay? This Larrabee feller has plenty to say.
You know, there have been times when I'd have sold that 1,000-acre Flying H spread of mine for a plug nickel, what with blizzards and rustlers and all the other hardships that beset the life of a small rancher. But come late spring, my partner Brazos John and I drove nearly 100 head of Black Mesa beef to Bighorn City to market and got a good price, enough to stock us with supplies for another year and help build up the herd. So we were both feeling mighty skittish as we took the 150-mile home trail toward Black Mesa.
Steer broke ranks and the boss said to kill it, so I hit him in the rump with a handle of a steel. Come and tie up.
Brazos, you sing almost as good as the cantina girls back there in Bighorn City.
You mean that for a compliment? Thank you. Anyhow, I still say the gals in Silver Bow is pretty.
Well, we got a lot of months ahead to argue that point. Meantime, you'll have to be content to look at my face.
Well, there'll be a few muley cows around the ranch. I can look at them for a leave.
Like I what you say, old sheep herd.
Hey, come to think about it, Hawk, I'll bet you our cows is just bawling their eyes out. They miss us so much.
Can't let that happen. Let's get on home, brothers.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own.
When a cowpoke works 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, nursing a herd of range beef through the winter, he sort of wants something to show for it come spring roundup time. So Brazos, John, and I felt like we'd found the end of the rainbow when we sold almost 100 head of cattle at Bighorn City. There was plenty of dinero in my money belt as we rode the hot, dusty trail home toward our Flying H spread on Black Mesa. Hey, Brazos, will you hold that bang tail of yours down to a slow gallop for a while?
Oh, but we ought to be home right now, Hawk. All that rain is green grass in the hill.
Ah, you're right. We should have started pushing the herd on up a week ago.
Yeah, I just don't feel right about nobody being around the Flying H to look after things.
I know. Well, with more good luck, maybe we can hire another hand. Oh, wait. Not the hill trail, Brazos.
Why not?
Well, it's hard going. I don't want Flame carrying these heavy saddlebags up that way.
Oh, doggone it, Hawk. This shortcut will save us nearly half a day. If we were... Oh, hey.
Hmm?
Maybe I could go ahead on the shortcut and you mosey on around through the valley.
That might be a good idea, Brazos. Sooner one of us gets home, the better.
Yeah, right. Well, adios, then, partner. I'll leave you to dream about them Bighorn gals.
I might do that. Go ahead, and I'll get there as soon as I can.
Hasta la vista.
Adios, amigo. So Brazos took the high trail, and I rode the longer, easier road through the valley. And for once, I didn't miss my partner. Being by myself gave me a chance to enjoy the unfamiliar Bighorn country. I liked its rugged buttes, quiet prairies. Flame did, too. Or maybe it was just that he was happy to be heading home again. We rode along without a care in the world, neither asking or expecting trouble. And then suddenly, without warning, two men popped up from behind a rock overlooking the trail ahead.
Hold that horse. You're covered.
Oh.
And reach high. Up with him. Up.
Who are you? What do you want?
We'll do the talking. Keep your gun on him, Billy.
Oh.
You bet I will. Make or break you, and I shoot to kill.
I got respect for a five-shooter. Don't worry.
I'll take that gun, kid. Now, give me a look at that money belt.
Road agents, huh? What do you think you'll get preying on little ranchers like me?
Find anything, Mal?
Yeah. Look at that, Billy. Enough money in his belt to choke a heifer.
That's our man. Black hat and shirt, flame-colored horse, and carrying the loot with him. Everything tallies.
Since when have tin-horned bandits like you been allowed to coyote around these parts?
Where'd you get this money?
Just sold a bunch of steers in Bighorn City.
Is that right? Where's the rest of your riders?
My partner took the shortcut on a different trail.
Saddlebags loaded with booty, I see. Got that selling steers, too?
Listen, you're taking a hard year's work from me. Give me a fair chance.
Just what kind of a chance do you think you've got coming?
Let me have my gun and we'll draw together.
We don't do business that way, hombre.
We're holding the cards, kid. Now, I'll turn your horse around and ride easy.
But why? You have my money in my saddlebags. What more do you want?
We want you, kid.
This doesn't make sense. Who the devil are you?
Still letting on you don't know, huh?
I'm Mal Shepard, Sheriff of Big Horn. Billy Brinker, here's my deputy.
The law? Well, then, hold it. If this isn't a stick-up, what is it?
It's an arrest. And we're holding all the cards. Now, get moving, California kid.
Me, California kid? You got your brands mixed, Sheriff.
I don't think so.
Oh, I tell you, I'm only a rancher. Name's Hawk Larrabee. I never heard of the California kid.
If that's the truth, you're the only man round here never heard of him.
Well, I'm a stranger in these parts. My spread's 150 miles away. Well, listen, let me ride after my partner, Brazos John. He'll tell you who I am.
We already know who you are. You can do your talking at the trial. Now, slope, kid.
And keep your eyes on the trail ahead.
Being mistaken for a bandit was one thing I never reckoned on. But I knew my captors meant business. They were both the type that would shoot at the drop of a hat. I was in a tight spot. Our trail led to the bank of a rushing stream. There I hit on a risky gamble, but one I had to take.
We're crossing here, kid. I get that horse moving.
Sure these ponies can make it, Sheriff? That stream's swift and deep.
Yeah, he's right, Mal. The rain's brought it up a lot.
Oh, we can't stop here. Yeah, worry about your own horse, kid. Point it straight across, and don't forget we're behind you.
Like you say, it's your deal. Let's go, Flame. Easy, boy. Easy now.
Come on. Get going. Hey, get my feet in a hurry here.
Keep
on. Horses will have to swim. I don't know what...
My captors didn't know the kind of pony I was riding. Flame was powerful and strong. Many's the time he'd cross swift mountain streams. But I kept them moving easy. Till I saw the sheriff and Billy were too busy with their horses to handle their guns. Flame, now's the time. Go, Flame. That's it. Get along. You hit bottom. Now go, boy. Go.
Hey, now. The kid's getting away. Don't try it, kid. Don't try it.
I gave him the spur and Flame came out of the water at a dead run. As he hit the dirt, the bank caved under him. He went to his knees and I sprawled on the rock. My left side felt caved in. I almost doubled up with pain. I'd hit the rocks hard. I somehow climbed into the saddle because I had to.
Stop on the suit, kid. You can't get away from us.
Stretch out, Flame. Get away from here. Go, boy. They're tired of it. You can outrun them. You got to. All right, Flame. Let's get to the hills. With every jolt from Flame's pounding hooves, the pain in my side grew worse. I had to find Brazos and somehow clear myself. I pushed on through that endless day, knowing it wasn't safe to stop anywhere. Finally, late that afternoon, I came up over a rise. And there before me was a huge ranch house like none I'd ever seen. Just a little farther, Flame, to the ranch house door. Hurry, boy.
Yes, what is it?
Miss, can you help me?
Who are you? What do you want?
I'm...
Wahila! Wahila, come here quickly. This man is hurt. He needs help. Quickly!
I have only a dull memory of the next few hours. Tender, warm hands working over me, binding me. The gradual fading of pain. Finally, sleep. I woke up in a soft, clean bed. There was that beautiful, pale girl standing there beside me.
You're awake now? How do you feel?
A lot better, miss. You must have taken care of injured men before.
My Indian servant, Wahila, learned those things from her people. It was she who set your ribs and bound them.
And thanks to you both. But I have no right to impose on you. I'll ride on now.
Oh, no, you must rest. You're welcome at Live Oaks.
Live Oaks?
Our ranch. I'm Helen Dawson. My brother Paul and I are the owners now.
I see. My name's Hawk Larrabee. But you've got a right to know why I stumbled in on you like this. I'm running away from the sheriff of Big Horn. He thinks I'm the California kid.
Oh, no. But you... The California kid?
You seem to know something about him. It's more than I can say. What's he been up to?
I really don't know. I've only heard talk.
Helen?
Oh, it's my brother.
Helen, where are you?
In here, Paul.
Whose horse is that in the corral?
Well, it belongs to this man here, Paul. He was hurt.
I can see that. I'm Paul Dawson.
I'm Hawk Larrabee, sir. And I'd like to tell you just what I told your sister.
But don't you think
Ireland? What were you saying, Mr. Larrabee?
I'm suspected of being the California Kid.
The California Kid? Well, indeed.
Really, Paul, he was so badly hurt that I just couldn't...
You did quite right, my dear. I've already heard of you, Mr. Larrabee. The sheriff has posted a reward for you in Bighorn City. They have a posse out searching for you.
Oh? Well, if I only had a chance to prove I'm not the man they're after.
I wouldn't worry, old man. You'll be perfectly safe so long as you're a guest on my estate. And now, Helen, let us leave the room. We must allow Mr. Larrabee to get plenty of rest.
After they'd left, I dozed off. Then, almost as in a dream, I was awakened by a sound from outside. I raised myself, looked out into a bright moonlit night. And there was a man astride a flame-colored horse, much like my own. He paused briefly, then wheeled his horse and pounded off in the direction of Bighorn City. I drifted off into a feverish sleep. The next I knew, it was morning and the sun was streaming in my window.
All right, kid. Up on your feet.
Sheriff, Billy.
You haven't a chance this time. Get your clothes on, kid.
No, I see I haven't a chance.
Mr. Larrabee, please don't think
that I... Don't bother to talk to him, Helen. We'll soon be rid of our guest.
I see, Dawson. You offer me the shelter of your house, then turn me over to the sheriff. What for, the reward?
Why not? There was a good price on your head. You're a criminal. I need the money.
And this is a sample of the Dawson hospitality.
Oh, please, if you must take him, hurry.
I'll be glad to get out of this house. All right, Sheriff, let's head for Bighorn City.
We're not going back to Bighorn, kid.
Why not?
It's a mite too dangerous for you. Remember the stick-up you pulled last week in Fort Wilkins?
I told you I don't know anything about the California Kid or what he's done.
You remember that, all right. There was a shootout. Mac Reynolds died of his wounds last night. You're wanted for murder now.
Murder?
Yeah, you know what that means. Bighorn Jail may be strong enough to keep you in, but ain't strong enough to keep the mob out.
Don't go away, partner, we're telling you why. There's more to this story than meets with the eye.
Hawk Larrabee will return in just a moment.
As I walked out on the streets of Laredo, as I walked out in Laredo one day, I spied a poor cowboy wrapped up in white linen, wrapped in white linen as cold as the clay. Beat the drum slowly and play the fife lowly. Play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the green valley, there lay the sod o'er me. I'm a young cowboy and I know I've done.
And now, back to Hawk Larrabee.
I don't think my fortune's ever swung back and forth so fast from good to bad. Mistakenly hunted as a murdering bandit known as the California Kid, I was welcomed and promised protection at Live Oaks, first by Helen Dawson, then by her brother, Paul. Instead, they betrayed me to the sheriff and his deputy. I was taken to an ancient adobe prison, far out of town. That night, Sheriff Shepard rode back to Bighorn City, leaving his deputy, Billy, to guard me.
Better lay down and get some rest.
Who else knows about this old jail?
Nobody, I tell you. Hasn't been used for years. That's why we brought you here, kid.
Listen, my name's Hawk Larrabee, and the money I had with me, that was money I got rightly from the sale of my cattle.
You'll get it back if the trial proves you're not guilty.
Sure, I know. If I'm lucky enough to get a trial. If I can only get a hold of Brazos John.
Take my advice. You're unarmed, your horse is gone, and we've got your gun. It'll do you no good to escape.
I don't plan another break.
I'm blowing out the candle now. You better lay down and rest your side.
What else is there to do? I lay there trying to put the pieces together. But my weariness soon got the best of me. I'd hardly dozed off when... First I imagined gusts of rain, hail. Then I realized it was pebbles being thrown against the adobe wall. I glanced over at Billy sleeping outside my little cell. Then I crept quietly to the barred window. Who's there?
Hawk. Hawk Larrabee.
Miss Helen. What are you doing here?
Shh, quiet. Here, take this quick.
What? A key?
It'll open your cell door.
An old rusty key. I don't understand. How did you...
Well, this adobe hut was once part of Live Oaks. We still have a key.
But I'm asking about you, Miss Helen. I gotta know what...
I must hurry. Your horse is saddled out back in the arroyo.
You're helping me escape. After you and your brother turned me over to the law?
Oh, I can't explain now. Just... Please be careful, Hawk. Don't open the door until I'm gone.
Why are you doing this?
They're organizing a lynching party in Bighorn.
I reckon I had you wrong, Miss Helen.
Oh, Hawk. Come close to the window.
Yeah, what? Your lips are as soft as your eyes.
Now, promise me you'll go and keep going.
I promise you.
Please hurry.
But, Miss Helen...
Goodbye, Hawk.
Helen! The strange, unhappy girl disappeared. It was quiet now. Except for that coyote over on the hill howling at the moon. I fitted the old key in the lock. Door opened. I slipped past the sleeping Billy out into the night. I walked quickly to where Flame was ground tied and ready. Good boy, Flame. Let's go! I turned Flame's head north and we rode through the cool night into the thick timber above Bighorn. Then I laid low until sunup. That morning, I got rid of my black hat, covered myself with alkali dust enough to look like any drifting cowhand, and rode back to Bighorn City, leaving Flame where he wouldn't be seen. I wandered unnoticed over to the Wells Fargo station and listened to the excited talk.
Yeah, the farming won't slip out of our hands again. Out of Paul Dawson, as you say.
Yeah, Dawson sure led us to the right spot. I can't figure how the California kid took leg bail right under the guard's nose.
All I'm saying is keep that rope handy.
Yeah, next time we're stringing the kid up on the spot.
That's about what we're talking about.
Then I saw Paul Dawson approaching in the company of the Wells Fargo stage driver. I stepped back into the shadows of the stable to listen.
Are you sure you won't have another drink with me, Bart?
No, thanks, Dawson. I had one too many already. Got plenty of driving to do.
Yes, I quite understand why you'll need a clear head. I don't envy you your trip.
What do you mean?
Well, carrying all that gold is quite a responsibility.
Huh? How'd you know about that, Dawson? Nobody's supposed to know about the gold.
Why, it's common knowledge. You're moving $5,000 in gold bars to Red Butte this trip. Correct?
Twice that much is more like it. I hope the wrong ears don't hear about it.
Yes, so do I. I suppose you know the California kid has escaped.
Sure, I know it.
If the kid's reputation holds good, he may be waiting for you at Granite Pass. Might I suggest you take another route?
That's just what I'm doing. I'm driving the old Pine Junction Road.
Good. You're very smart. And don't tell anyone of your plan.
You bet your Sunday boots I won't.
I played my hunch and it was working out right. As I speculated on my next move... I was plenty glad to see my partner, Brazos John, riding down the street. Hey, Brazos! Brazos!
What? Is anybody hankering to chew the cud with me? All they got to do is come on out and open.
Brazos, over here!
What? Well, I'm a lop-eared jackass.
Oh. Quiet, Brazos. Back inside. Here.
Oh, Clarabee, you pigeon-toed hoppergrass. Where you been at? I come clean back to town from Black Mesa looking
Shh.
For you.
Careful, I mustn't be seen.
Now, what kind of scrape you got yourself into? I warned you about them Bighorn gals.
Listen, Brazos.
Oh, just look at you. You ain't shaved for 2 days and... Hawk, where is the cattle money at?
It's gone.
You mean you ain't got a tail feather left? Hawk, if you gamble that money
Brazos,
away,
keep
I'm...
keep quiet and listen.
All right. Blow the breeze, cowboy.
Just after you and I parted trails, Sheriff Shepard and his deputy stopped me and relieved me of my money and saddlebags.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Sheriff's got a habit of holding up, folks. Why?
He mistook me for the California kid.
Oh, now. You expect me to believe that, son? Why, they got posses out combing the whole county for the California kid. He's riding a flame horse. Holy cow, Hawk. I didn't ever figure it was you there's after.
I'm in trouble plenty. But now it's my move.
Well, come on. Let's go to the sheriff's office right now. I'll prove to him you ain't no renegade.
No time for that, Brazos. That mob thinks I'm the California kid, and there's no talking them out of it. If I show my face now, they'll string me up before sundown. I don't fancy myself decorating a cottonwood.
Well, then what's the answer?
Find the real California kid and bring him to justice.
Hawk, you mean you got an idea who he is?
I'm holding my tongue till I'm sure. Listen, Brazos. Get me a gun and then straddle that cayuse of yours for some hard riding.
Well, now you're talking.
There wasn't time to tell Brazos what was on my mind. I only hope we weren't too late to learn the truth. We lost no time in hitting the trail east.
Hey, Hawk, you know what you're doing.
Hope so, Brazos.
Where are we riding to? What trail is this?
The old Pine Junction Road. Keep moving.
And it don't mean nothing to me. What you expect to find up this way?
There, look up ahead.
Where? Oh, hey, that's the Wells Fargo stagecoach. Hawk, it don't belong on this unused road.
This once it does. It's carrying a cargo of gold.
Gold? Well, how did you know that? Hawk, what you getting me into?
Brazos, quick, up off the trail.
Now what?
Up this rise, back into the trees.
I know you, loco.
Just a little farther so we can look down on the trail. Right now, ease up. Yeah, whoa, flame. Now look down there.
Huh? That stagecoach ain't moving, huh? Hawk, it's a holdup.
Yeah, by a lone rider. Kerchief over his face. Look good at him, Brazos.
On a flame-colored horse. Hawk, if you wasn't sitting right here next to me, I'd swear that is you. The California kid.
That's all I want to know.
Well, let's don't wait. He's riding off. Let's get him before he gets away.
No, Brazos.
Well, Hawk, that's when you've been scared of a shootout.
I think I know where he's heading. Come on, let's go. This time we didn't ride furtively along the back trails, but straight and fast. Because for once, I knew just where I was going.
Hold.
Come on, Brazos.
Oh, Hawk.
Miss Helen, meet my partner, Brazos John.
Hawk, I warned you not to come back to Live Oaks. You promised you'd leave the country.
That's right, only I forgot something.
But you don't know the danger you're in. Oh, please,
sorry,
go.
Sorry, we're coming in without an invitation, but we're here to see your brother, Paul. Or isn't he here yet?
Why, no, he's
gone. Look along this gun barrel and you'll see me.
Hey, Hawk.
You'll both very carefully unbuckle your holsters and throw them over this way. I have the draw on you, California kid.
You've got the draw, yes. But I'll argue which one of us is the kid.
You suggesting that I am?
Fact of it is, I know it. Didn't figure you'd get home so quick after holding up the stage.
Oh, I know the short trails much better than you do.
Well, hey, you admit that you're the kid?
Larrabee, I must say you're very clever. Very clever. Certainly I held up the stage.
Now?
Now I shall collect the reward for bringing in the California kid. Dead. Good day's work.
What?
Oh, no, Paul. Please don't do it.
Keep out of my way, Helen.
Oh, Paul.
Hey, help her. Can't you see she's...
Her sister's fainted.
Just don't move. She'll be less bothered that way.
They're as low as they come. I wonder if Helen ever knew who you really were.
That I was the California kid? Certainly.
So all the time she knew I was innocent. That answers a lot of questions.
The family name, you know. She didn't dare disclose my identity, fearing the disgrace. Not that she has any love for me.
I'll bet you'd even kill her.
Yes, if it were necessary. But right now, you shall have the honor.
With our hands in the air, you're shooting us in cold blood?
Thank you for expressing it so well. So now, Mr. Larrabee, you go first.
Stop it, Dawson!
Oh, no, you don't! Sheriff! Billy!
Howdy, Hawk. I reckon you take your hands down now.
Looks like the kid won't trouble you no more, Hawk.
But you shot Dawson. And all at once, you're calling me by my right name.
Didn't get him any too soon, did we?
But you were gunning for me.
Yeah, seems we was mistaken about you, Hawk, at first. But I was pretty sure of your innocence when I let you walk out of that adobe jail.
You let me walk out?
I was wide awake when Miss Dawson slipped you the key through the window. Nobody ever escaped from my jail keeping that easy.
Then you knew Dawson was the California kid.
Well, I was mighty suspicious. He was too anxious for the mob to string you up. We decided to give him plenty of rope. He did the rest.
Hey, Hawk. Hawk, the gal's coming round.
Here, help me get her this cot, brother.
Yeah, you bet.
There. There's nothing to worry about now, Miss Helen.
Hawk, you're still here.
Sure.
Hawk, he was going to kill you.
He won't now. Miss Helen, the real California Kid is dead.
Paul is dead?
And Miss Dawson, I knew your dad. I think I understand what this would mean to him. I'll do everything I can to cover up for your family name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hawk, I hate to say it, but, well, she's in good hands now. It's getting late.
No, you're right, brothers. You can't lose any more time getting back to Black Mesa.
I'll get your money in saddlebags, Hawk.
All right.
Wait, Hawk.
Hmm?
Please don't go yet. I must prove to you that there is a tradition of hospitality at Live Oaks.
Thanks, Miss Helen. But you don't have to prove that. Maybe sometime I'll ride this way again.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Hawk don't find a lot of reasons for riding over Bighorn Way. Real soon, I bet.
Come on, brothers, before you talk too much.
It's a mighty wide loop that Hawk Larrabee throws, but it's all well that ends well, as the old saying goes.
In just a moment, we'll tell you about next week's story.
On the trail,
along
the dusty trail,
where the cow
in the dust wears lonesome
kyle's wail,
where the wind,
up where the westerns
wind
is blowing free,
that is where I roam, that will be my home. On the trail,
the wind
away,
where the
open
days
we'll
find the rainbow's end.
From the break of dawn till the moon shines silver and pale on the trail.
On the trail,
always a wandering
round
another bend.
Where the
open
today
we'll
find
the rainbow's
end.
From the
break of dawn
till the
moon shines
silver
and pale
on
the
Each week at this time, we invite you to Ride into the West with Hawk Larrabee, starring Elliot Lewis with Barton Yarborough, produced and directed by William N. Robeson, with vocal interludes by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. Tonight's story was written by E. Jack Newman and Gomer Kuhl. Next week at this same time, Hawk Larrabee rides your way again with another exciting adventure, the return of Edwin Crane. So be back with us next week when the Hawk is on the wing.
Hawk is on the wing and heading your way with another good story just a week from today. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay, yippee, yay. Come a tie, yippee, yippee, yay.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.